Hello and welcome to the Murray Bowl Show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening around the links in the Murray Bowls. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer and is hosted by Ray Nye on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
Welcome back to the Super Saturday Sports Show. We're in the Bowls Hour, post-grand final edition, and we've got the Murray Bowls with, of course, Everybody Loves Raymond on this Saturday morning for the final time in season 21-22. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, very, very good, thanks, Mark. Yeah.
And, mate, what a great grand final it was last weekend. Of course, Cobram taking out Division 1, mate. You must be so happy with what the way the season's gotten underway, like with COVID and everything.
Yeah, it's been a very successful season for Murray Bowls. And it was climaxed last week. We're very lucky to have a club like Berrigan who've got a big, long 14-rink green, and they're able to accommodate the four grand finals at the one venue, and that was very good viewing for all spectators last week, Mark.
We'll have a look at the lower divisions. We'll start off with Division 4, and one you defeated Yamurka in Division 4. Now, do they elevate up in the next season?
Yeah, as far as I know, I'm sure they will. One you, this is a great game. It's only two shots in it. All day. They had some great battles throughout the year, and this is probably, well, it was the closest game, and they were the most excited lot of bowlers there all day, I felt, Mark. They had some very good heads, and it was a great game, and Damien Holmes had a good win there for 1U, 24-19, and Jen Niven's ring for Yamurka Golf won 22-19, so a great effort by 1U, but it was a great game of bowls by both Yamurka Golf and 1U.
And Division 3, Yamurka defeated Baruga Sports, and they won by 12 shots, I believe, in the end there, Ray.
Yes, Mark. These two teams were the top two sides all year in Division 3. They've had a couple of good battles. I know down at Yamurka in mid-season, Yamurka gave Baruga a bit of a touch-up and won by 30-odd shots, and then Baruga reversed that decision in this qualifying final when Baruga won by about 30 shots. This was a good game. Pretty closely contested all day. The difference between the two sides, Mark, was Bertie Visser's rink from Yamurka. He had a very good win there on his rink, winning 28-7. And, look, I always put a lot of emphasis on leads in bowls, and they had a very good lead, and he had these yellow bowls, and David Kennedy from Yamurka, he seemed to be there all day, so that was a good win there for Yamurka and Bertie Visser's rink, and the two rinks for Baruga. Baruga had two rinks up, actually, by the way. Fred Pinnick, who was the leading skipper in third division, he won 24-20, and Carol Wigg skipped her rink to winning 26-21, but Bert's big ring and Bert's rink was enough to give Yamurka the grand final in third division.
And in Division 2, we had Katandra West, and I believe with this win now going to Division 1 next season, defeating Cobram by some 16 shots in the end.
Yeah, Katandra went into this game very much the underdog, but I did pick them to win, Mark, so I was... Mm-hmm. I was on the ball there. They had some great battles throughout the year. Cobram seemed to have the wood on them for most of the year, but the big one when it was counted, that Katandra come out on top. And the difference between these two sides was Cobram also won two rinks to one. Col McDonald had a good win on his, won by one shot on his rink, 20-19. Kevin Minogue, who was the leading skipper for Katandra all year, he had a draw with Malcolm Beer from Cobram. And the difference between the two sides was Greg Barr's rink. And I think it's very fitting that Greg's put a lot into the Katandra club over the years. He's secretary at the moment. He's held nearly every position out there, and he skipped his rink to a very good win there. He had Greg Barr was the skip, Ray Dewhurst, Gavin Thorne, and Gavin Ford, who led very well in that rink. They won 31-14. So Yeah, it's a great win by Katandra, and I know that they're very keen to get up into first division, and I'm sure that they're a very strong club out there.
How will they acquit themselves, Ray? What's it like when a side goes from Division 2 to Division 1? Is it sometimes a bridge too far?
Well, it is a fair gap at this stage, and I was talking to Greg yesterday. He realises that they'll have to recruit more bowlers and some better bowlers to be competitive up there. But they're really looking forward to the challenge, and I think that's great. And I think it's great for the Katandra club and also for Murray Bowlers.
And, of course, like we said, Cobram, the Division 1 Premiers in Murray Bowls, are on the Berrigan Greens. They defeated One New 55 by 8 shots. And I'm assuming Cobram were favourites heading into this one?
Yes, they would have started as slight favourites. They've had some great battles with One New over the years. One New, a very experienced final side, and you know, it was a very close, contested game, this one. Barry Cosgrove, the top bowler in Murray Bowls for many years, his rink of Russell Smith, Wendy Coles and Stick Stevens, they had a good win, 24-15. John Dixon, a new bowler to Cobram this year, was a very handy pickup. He drew with Peter Revel from One New 2020. And the difference between these two sides was, once again, just the one rink. With Steve Tatnall, Dane Gade, Alan McDonald and Greg Thorne. And I must mention Greg Thorne, the leader in that. He had a brilliant day, and he was really give that rink a good start all day, they winning 27-11.
Now, Ray, what were your highlights of the season? I mean, you must be really proud of the fact, just like the GB Bowls, you got through a season, not COVID interrupted, and the future must look bright for Murray Bowls heading forward.
Yeah, I'd just like to mention, first of all, Mark, that it was a well-deserved win by Cobram. It's their first for 37 years. That's a long time between drinks, isn't it? And, you know, it's not that they bottomed right out. They've always had strong sides, and they've been favourites to win grand finals in the past, but they just haven't been able to get over the line. And, you know, that's that was a great thing for Murray Bowls. Yeah, getting back onto Murray Bowls, who are very lucky. I've been listening to your program down there, and Alan Rogers, the region president.
He's done an amazing job, hasn't he, Ray?
He has done a wonderful job. Him and Steve McGregor and their board. This is the first year that we've only had the Goulburn Valley and the Murray Valley in the region, and it's worked very well. I think the future of Murray Bowls is very bright. There's an important meeting coming up soon, and it's a bit of a move to go back to four rinks in First Division, so we'll see how that goes. And it has been a great year for Murray Bowls.
Now, I believe, Ray, that I believe that Cobram will be taking on Tally Garupna next weekend. So the two drought-breaking premierships from the GB Bowls and Murray Bowls, that'll be a really great clash next weekend.
Yeah, it will be a good game. Some quality bowls in both sides there. I went down to Shepparton last Sunday, Mark, to watch that grand final. Tally are a very, very good side. But I'm sure Cobram will be very competitive and make Tally earn their win if they happen to get over the line in that one.
Yeah, no, and look, I want to thank you for all your efforts you've done for Murray Bowls, Ray, and I want to thank the Baruga Sporties for allowing you to facilitate the program. We did try to get some sort of Zoom or Skype happening. We weren't able to do it, facilitate it in this type of format. But at the end of the day, you've done an amazing job all year. And I want to thank you, Ray, and the Baruga Sporties. And obviously, like we said a little earlier, Alan Rogers, who's the Goulburn Murray Region president. What's on in the winter, Ray?
Yeah, Mark, I'd just like to suggest, thank you for those remarks. I'd like to thank the Sporties also. Been a former director there, Mark, and it was, they're great people for sport in our area. Oh, my Wyndham, Mark. Well, my wife's sitting here opposite me this morning. And
had enough of bowls, has she, or...?
She's had enough of bowls.
Okay.
She just play bowls herself, and she's just come back from a couple of days down at Seymour, so...
Okay.
But, no, I'm looking forward. I haven't been able to get away for the last couple of years, of course, with COVID, but I look forward to getting up to Queensland for a few weeks in the middle of the year, Mark.
And will be any winter bowls in relation to Murray Bowls? Any sort of indoor type bowling happening?
Oh, not indoor, Mark. But
yep.
There's, you know, the weather's pretty kind up here and in the Goulburn and Murray Valleys, and there is always bowls on. And there's just one event I'd like to mention coming up, Mark, too. That
yep.
The Cobram and Bruger Bowling Club get together, and this is the 36th year they present the Peaches and Cream. Of course, they weren't able to hold it last year, Peaches and Cream bowling event. They're struggling for entries at the moment. It starts on Saturday the 30th of April and Sunday the 1st of May. It's always a great event. There's $10,000 in prize money there, and I know they're struggling for entries at the moment, so anyone like to put an entry in to ring Peter Lindquist on 0407... 003736 or the Cobram or Baruga Bowling Clubs, and you'll get a game there. So it's a great tournament, and I hope to get more support for that one, Mark.
Now, I believe all the grand finals were on the Berrigan Greens last week in all divisions.
Yeah, that's true. This is the first time it's ever happened in Murray Bowls. They normally have them at Numerica, where Numerica and Numerica Golf are only a few hundred yards apart. But this year they decided to have them at Berrigan. It's a really credit to Berrigan. They've got magnificent greens, and I said they're the only club in the area that can accommodate with this long, big, long green they got, where they can fit, well, they had to accommodate for 11 rinks. So, yeah, it was a great spectacle last week on the Berrigan Club, and really credit to Berrigan for the work they'd put in. So I must congratulate Gary Seymour and Barry Hutchison and all the people up at Berrigan for putting on a great day. Yeah, you know, some of the teams double up, and you have to go to different venues to watch them, but you can sit there and watch all teams play, Mark, which is great for spectators and great for bowls in general.
Now, Ray, did you have a highlight for Murray Bowls this season? Was there a personal highlight with your club, or something you might have done bowling-wise, or something you saw that took your eye in relation to Murray Bowls?
Not personally for myself, Mark, but I struggle a bit this year with probably old age, mate, but anyway.
I thought you were going to be in the Collingwood forward line later today against Adelaide at the MCG, mate. We're going to have to put you as a laid out with Mason Cox.
Well, I'm a Kangaroo supporter, mate, so I might get a game there anyway.
Oh, gee, they were a bit unfortunate last week, weren't they, against the Hawks?
They were. Not any real highlight. I just think the way that Bowls has run this year, we had a very good match committee headed by Jack Dell from Numerica Golf, and, you know, Murray Bowls is certainly on the way up. You know, I took a lot out of just going down to Shepparton last week to see how they conducted the final two, and there's good crowds at both grand finals, which says a lot for bowls too, Mark.
And by the way, your special comments, your little interlude during that GB Bowls final, I really enjoyed your insights, Ray, I must say.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Yeah, Brian does a great job, and he's got me on once or twice before at those things, but I really do enjoy. Actually, I had 3 days of bowls last weekend, so... and the Friday pennants up here, and then the Saturday and Sunday down at Shepparton. I really do enjoy watching bowls, and, it was a great day at both venues.
Yeah, I thought Ash Williamson and, of course, also Ty Lamar did an amazing job with their insights, along with Brian Nisbet as well. Like, for someone that doesn't really... was not really into bowls, I found it very interesting, some of the tricks of the trade, so to speak.
Oh, yes, there's a lot of different little sayings that unless you play the game, you wouldn't understand, Mark. But, they did do a great... There was a great coverage last week, wasn't it? And it's a pity, Murray Bowls might be able to get involved in that in the future, but it was a great coverage, and Brian and all the boys. And I must mention the Shep News. I regularly buy the Shep News. They do a great job for sport in general, and the little supplement they put out yesterday covering all the local footballs was good reading, Mark.
Yeah, it was great. I've yet to read it, but I bought a couple of copies in relation to that, so really looking forward to that. Well, that's where we'll leave it, Ray, but thank you for doing this post-Murray Bowls Grand Final show. I don't think we've ever done a post-Grand Final show before, but thank you for your season, Ray.
Thanks, Mark. Could I just mention the presentation day of Murray Bowls on Sunday, the 24th of April at the Bruger Sports Bowls Club. And I mentioned last week, the highlight of the afternoon will be the induction of two more members into the Murray Bowls Hall of Fame, in Ron Davey from Katandra West and Neville Burke from Berrigan. So that'll be a highlight of that day, and look forward to catching up with all bowlers for the presentation of the trophies won throughout the year at Bruger on the 24th of April.
No worries, Ray. That's where we'll leave it. Thanks, Ray, for the season.
Thank you, Mark. I really enjoyed, and thanks for allowing the Murray Bowls to be part of your Super Saturday sports show.
And that was Ray Nye, the Bruger Baron, for the last time in season 2021-2022.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.